So you were a competitive eater. Those who don't know Chubby,
yes,
to the Sticks Chubby and Sticks show, Kevin Carr, under a different name, aside from Fat Guys in the Movies, just like I'm Sterling on 700 WLW. We don't need to go through all that right now, but here's the thing. You were a competitive eater. You traveled hither and dither and over yonder.
Mostly dithering, but yes.
Mass quantities of food product of one sort or another, correct? I don't know, were there career earnings? How do they pay you for this? Was this a great experience?
Well, let's tackle the money issue first. And you got to also picture this. This was about 15 years ago I was doing this. When I did, probably from 05 to 08, that was sort of my heyday of competitive eating. But at the time, where the money came from, and we're talking like you'd have these online casinos, like, and one of them was the Golden Palace, I think was the one. And if you remember, like 15, 20 years ago, there was a story where this woman had for like 10 grand tattooed Golden Palace's logo on her forehead. Do you remember this story?
I do. There was also a bald guy, I think, who did it on his head, because I considered shaving my head at that point for the cash.
Well, yeah, because then you can just grow your hair. You can't grow hair on your forehead, and if you do, you're probably weird anyways. But I remember the woman who did it. She wasn't a bad looking.
Wait a minute. Why do you want to attack people who may have a genetic issue or something like wolf people or whatever the hell?
Wait, suddenly we're worried about offending wolf people and the lizard men next?
I try very hard to be considerate of others. You just completely could give a shit less about these people with hairy foreheads.
Well, I mean,
what about those with the widow's peak or whatever the hell else?
My apologies to the wolf people segment of society.
It's a big demo.
Sorry.
It's a big demo. These are people with big ad dollars. These are somebodies, these people with hairy foreheads. Anyway, so there was a guy who tattooed this girl.
No, it was
tattoo.
A woman.
Was it on her chest? Where did she get it done?
She did it on her forehead. And she was like an attractive blonde lady, but she must have needed the money. Trust me, attractive blonde ladies can get $10,000 doing other things. Takes less time.
What are you talking about?
And you're still risking hepatitis. So that's okay. But anyways, so Golden Palace was a big, it was offshore gambling, and you could do it on the internet. And they had money, obviously. Anytime you open any sort of gambling establishment, there's money just flowing everywhere. It's it's like.
So that's what we have to do, because I'd like some flowing money everywhere.
Well,
actually, I don't care about everywhere. I want it right here, right now.
Yeah. But the problem is. Sometime in that period, and I forget who it was some do-gooder in Congress who wanted to clamp down on offshore betting and offshore gambling. And so they put a stop to that. And so when that happened, funds dried up in the competitive eating world. But I mean, there were purses. They were starting to get pretty big purses. I competed on ESPN. I am one of the few people that you know personally who can say I competed in a professional sport on ESPN. I mean, I know there's some people that you know through radio.
Wait a minute, were you on ESPN 2, the Deuce,
no,
or were you
no,
like ESPN
no.
News? Where were you? Because there's a hierarchy.
I was not on ESPN Ocho or anything like that where they put the dodgeball tournament. But
dodgeball is a sport, damn it.
I was.
It's not just an activity outlawed in school because it's bad for the kids who aren't able to get out of the way.
I believe it was on legitimate ESPN. It was the U.S. Open of Competitive Eating, and Alka-Seltzer promoted it. And
makes sense.
They gave us these shirts, and they're really nice, like jerseys, and they look like soccer jerseys. And the reason I know it was soccer jerseys is because they flew us all out to Vegas, and we competed in this. And of course, and they put it in a bracketed thing, and I was up against Sonia Thomas, who was this really good eater. And so I lost in the first round, which was great because then I could just enjoy the weekend and I could eat the buffets and I didn't have to save myself for the competitions throughout days. And so one day, a bunch of us climbed into the, there's a little tram that went from, I think we might have been in New York, and we took it to the Luxor with the Pharaoh's Feast. So we went there to eat.
Yeah, I like the way Luxor smells. They pipe in. I don't know if from somewhere down below, wherever they keep the tuts or whatever the hell.
The tuts?
the King Tut or whatever. I don't know what it is they put in the
air.
It's
not the real one.
All the air. I've stayed at the Luxor many times.
Yeah.
I love it.
Are you sure there's just not a bunch of people vaping there and it's like,
there's a specific scent about the Luxor.
Okay.
And if I could bottle it and bring it to the house of Stick or Sterling, my life would be much better.
Okay.
But I apologize for interrupting. Let's
get back to this.
So you get off the tram, you're at the Luxor.
No. We're on the tram and we're heading there and it's all these guys and this woman comes in. Are you a soccer team? Because we're all wearing the same jerseys. And I'm like, yes, we are the fattest goddamn soccer team you've ever seen in your life. Cause I was there with like Eric Badlands Booker. He's that, he's 400 plus pound, big, huge black guy. He like, he drives a metro train in New York, but he's well known in the competitive eating world. Like Ed Cookie Jarvis was there, who's also 400 and some pounds, and all these guys. I'm like, yes, we're a soccer team. We do not win very many matches.
Unless it's, you know, like a gaming situation, which no. Now that's competitive. And that kid in Fortnite just won $3 million playing Fortnite. What about you and your kids? You need to get them on track to do that.
They're doing Minecraft. They're just building shit. What the hell is that going to do for you?
You got to get them a career. You got to get them a vocation. You know what I'm saying? If I could have made, $3,000 at 16, I'd be doing probably exactly what I'm doing right now.
Or you mean $3,000 or $3 million? There's a huge difference between $3,000 and $3 million. You should get a job with the IRS.
Did I say $3,000?
You said $3,000.
Sorry.
So yeah,
$3 million would have been great. I was
just
probably
misplaced
making
decimal point.
I was working at Putt-Putt. It's almost like competitive eating, but it's different. And in fact, I did competitive eating for charity, which was oysters. And I thought I was somebody. J.C. Food, this is in Dayton, Ohio at the time when I was working there. And not at the seafood place, but at the radio station. And so we're there, and I ate like 200 or something, close to 200 of them. And they gave
you
five
minutes. Did
you
like get mad laid that night? Because aren't those supposed to be an aphrodisiac?
Oh, listen, Mr. Former Competitive Eater, you know as well as I do, after gorging on any product of food of some sort, and I'm guessing oysters aren't much different, I can only tell from my experience. There's no way in hell I was doing anything. I wanted that stuff out of me so bad. I tried to vomit so hard. I ramming fingers. I needed syrup of Epicac. You know, and you mentioned the Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
The guy at the thing goes, have some Alka-Seltzer. That'll help you. No. I laid there, and I was swollen like a stuck pig, and I'd roll over, and you could feel all the oysters just sort of move.
Just sloshing around like chicken livers in a
trash bag. Oh, it was awful bad. And the worst part, I should have just had beer and a couple of oysters and enjoyed myself, because the real people, engineers and these other Soto celebrities from the area, they were pounding like 300, close to 400. I have no idea how you do that. I wasn't a gamer. I wasn't anybody. And here's the best part of all this.
Oh, dear God.
I didn't ask about this to get into the nuts and bolts of competitive eating so much.
Okay. But we're in it. We're knee deep in this one, man.
Oh, well, we're in it. So here's what I want to know.
Well, no, but let me just say, when it comes to the oysters, I really don't think if you eat 200 oysters, you're not going to take home, no matter how much of an aphrodisiac that is, the only person you're going to take home is somebody who wants a Cleveland steamer.
I don't even know what that is.
No, please Google it now. I want you to know what it is.
No.
We'll wait.
Why? I mean, it's like an old...
I don't want you to read it out loud. I want you to think about... Well, it's...
What's it called? Cleveland Steamer?
Cleveland Steamer. It's way more involved than a... It's not like a Portuguese breakfast. That's something totally different.
Not the Cleveland Steamers, which immediately pops up. Is that a soccer team?
Wait, is that a soccer team? Because that's the worst name ever.
Could be a rugby team. Cleveland Steamer, actually, it looks like they
are
machines.
That's like being called the Anal Beads Mishaps. For Memphis Anal Bead Mishaps. Okay.
This has really gone to a bad, dark place. Pardon the pun. let me just say this. It says, one is a crude sex act, the other a crude breakup technique.
Oh, there's a breakup technique to it?
That's what it says, and I can't go beyond that. But there is a Cleveland Steamer, which is apparently literally a steaming machine.
Yeah, that's what it's named for. Really, to be fair, the steamer's the woman in this situation.
How is it, though, that you go from the steam machine in a food delivery service scenario, do you get to the crude sex act, according to the Urban Dictionary?
If you were familiar with the Cuyahoga River in the 70s, you would know.
Isn't that called fire, correct?
Well, you don't. If fire is involved, it makes it even worse. Let's just put it that way.
Yes.
So, anyways, okay, going back, what's your big question about competitive eating? But no, I mean, they did have money available. I got paid to eat on ESPN, and they give us
I think it's awesome. You're my hero. I'm telling you. Look, I played a competitive putt-putt.
I won like $750 eating chocolate in Chicago once.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great weekend, right? You pound some chocolate, you hang out, you got cash in your pocket.
Well, I had to eat like 2.5 pounds of chocolate in like 5 minutes, so that's tough.
So how do you feel after that?
Very hyper. But the thing is, chocolate's interesting because what they had these, it was for the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, and they did it in Chicago.
Makes sense. Yeah, it's about a lot of people getting gunned down.
Yeah, and they had these like chocolate hearts.
Unfortunately.
And yeah, to eat so many. So I was there with a buddy of mine, and I said to him, I go get me some hot coffee, black. And
you got a moving. It's a diuretic.
Well, no. It's because if you drink cold water, the people don't realize this, but if you put that much chocolate in your mouth and try and chew it, it like turns into taffy. So I would take a sip of the hot cocoa or the hot coffee.
Hot coffee. Yeah.
And it would melt it and I could swallow it. And I mean, I didn't even come in first, but I came in, I think, like second or third.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, you were a gamer. That's impressive.
And then when they got done with offshore gambling, the money dried up, and then like it got really dangerous because people would like, they pound down the food and pound on the water and then throw up so it would expand their stomach, which is incredibly unhealthy. And they would also train, and you could sit there and say, okay, I'm going to eat 20 hot dogs in 10 minutes. And if you can manage to get those down, let's just say your body does not efficiently process those. So it's not pleasant. After effects, but you also don't absorb all the garbage that's in the, even good hot dogs like Nathan's hot dogs, there's still a lot of nitrates and shit in there that you should not be absorbing 20 hot dogs in your system. But if you train your body will absorb them, and that's just horribly unhealthy.
Most everything in life is like moderation, other than heroin, hand grenades, and playing in traffic. You don't want to be a human Frogger.
No, you're right. Yeah. Or stay away from the crocodiles.
There's that. Crocodiles are bad. It's terrible. So the reason I ask, and yeah, you talked about the training, is, as I say, aside from a heart attack or stroke, there's some serious injury possibilities in doing this.
So I bit my lip once.
You bit your lip once. Maybe you swallow a tongue. I mean, there's a lot of anything around
you.
Just you're cramming
tongue?
Stuff down
oh,
your
wait,
head.
Wait, are you talking about any tongue?
No.
The way you made it sound like it was just like this random
tongue-eating contest. Well, I mean, the leftover pieces and parts, that sounds like it should be done in a stockyard someplace. They still have those, right? I guess.
I don't know.
But the point of this, you quit because of health reasons? You quit because your wife said stop already? Why did you stop?
Two reasons I stopped. Part of it is I was getting older. I was coming close to 40. And I'm like, even though there's some older folks that do it, you know, the Lefevers ate into their 70s and competitively. But
this is such a bizarre guy. The Lefevers.
I don't know if they're still around. I checked a couple of years ago. They're still like Carlene and Rich. A nice couple from like Henderson, Nevada. They're the nicest folks. And they're tiny little folks, but man, they could eat a freight train if they had to. But they ate well into their 70s. But I was overweight, you know, and as soon as it became a thing where you had to train, it was more of a health thing because training. I didn't want to train because then you're training your body to absorb all that. And I'm just like, that might be a little bit much. Plus, it started to get, no pun intended, it got very competitive. You started to see people really posting insane numbers where, you know, back in the mid-90s, if you could eat 15 hot dogs, you'd win Nathan's. But now, what's the record? Like 70-some by Joey Chestnut? I mean, Jesus Christ.
That's a lot of dogs. That's what that is. That's
a lot
of dogs.
I don't think I've eaten 70 hot dogs in the last 5 years.
I'm glad that you've quit. Yeah. And the reason I mentioned this,
I'd be dead.
This is to go back to where we started. Yes, that's correct. You'd be dead by now.
This just recently happened. It would be dead guy and
playing
stick.
With myself.
Yeah,
well, yeah, it'd be dead guy and stick.
And
I'd
that's
just,
never
just
happened
playing
before
with myself
in life.
Here, all alone. I don't know how compelling that would be, but to me, it would be great.
Please don't make videos of you playing with yourself for people. I mean, we can just do this forever.
Anytime you want. That's the beauty of being you. You can just do whatever you want. So this is the horrible thing. A guy in Fresno, California died. And you mentioned in your 40 or so, it must be a bad number, 41 years old. Mm-hmm. And it was a taco eating contest. So I don't know if it was because he didn't chomp down the shells as much. I mean, imagine hopefully you want soft tacos. Do you want a hard shell taco? There's a lot of concern.
A lot of jaw strength, yeah.
How many, you know, how hard it was, how much of a problem about injuries and so forth? Because I would think about like,
what did he die from? You said he died, but I mean, did he have a heart attack in the middle of it? Did he like?
They don't know yet. They don't know yet.
How do they not know? I mean,
it just says we're not ruling out a cause of death yet, but they have an idea. Is all they're saying.
Well, what's their idea?
Just after.
Did he just keel over? I mean, I want to know the details of this. Tell me.
All right, here go. Man died Tuesday night after participating in a taco eating competition in a minor league baseball game. Competition took place at Chuck Chansey Park in Fresno. I probably butchered the name. I'm sorry. During a game between the Fresno Grizzlies, Memphis Redbeards, or Redbirds, man red identified. Beards. Redbeards.
The weird kid in school who could only grow a red beard.
A bunch of gingers, like ZZ Top, but different. It says he died shortly after being rushed to the Community Regional Medical Center in Fresno.
Did he choke on something?
That's what I'm saying. It'd have to be like choking, or maybe if it was actually hard taco shells, maybe something got sliced or scraped or whatever and busted wide open.
I can't imagine what the hell was going on. Thought of this taco shell just slicing him open and spilling out. And I guess at that point, you don't rush him to the hospital. You kind of just say, well, he's half the man he used to be.
I mean, did you have to sign waivers? Because, I mean, that's the thing. Like, you know, you got to sign waivers when you do stupid stuff. And I'm not saying that eating mass quantities of food for competition, money, awards, fame, fortune, but pride, I
would imagine charity. You have those things. They have these things at, like, basketball games and you 3-point shots. If you get enough in a row, you get, like, a car or something like that. I imagine you have to sign waivers for that. So,
I mean,
I hate
signing waivers. I remember, even for charity.
They would make us sign waivers, but the other thing is when I competed, I was a ranked eater in the IFOCE, which I think is MLE now. It used to be International Federation of Competitive Eating.
Now it's Major League Eating.
Now it's Major League Eating, correct. And one of the things that they do, and they tend to sort of gussy it up, and they're kind of like carnival barkers anyways, and they go for the glitz and the glamour. But one of the rules they had is they said if they ever have a contest, they require you to have EMT there.
Standing by.
Yeah. In fact, once in Cincinnati, I was profiled in, I forget even what it was. It may have been, it was a magazine or something in Cincinnati.
Cincinnati Magazine, Cincinnati City Beat, Inquirer. Well, there's a lot
of I don't remember which one it was, but I drove down to Cincinnati and we went to one of the Skyline Chili's down there. And
yes.
I ate like three ways or something like that. And
I can do that.
I had to, well, but like in, like, a short, I forget how long, like 6-10 minutes or something like that.
I can't do that. You can't see. That's the problem is you can't enjoy. I like to enjoy my three way.
Well, that's
you know
the
I mean?
Thing.
You got to take your time.
I like to enjoy all three ways that come my way whenever whenever my wife allows me. But anyway,
that's what I'm talking about.
So,
yes,
but I had a call. Too. I had a call the Shea brothers who ran IFOCE at the time and get cleared because I was a ranked eater and I was contracted with them. They had to make sure that they had and there was this guy who was hysterical because there was this EMT standing there with his bag right next to me as they're taking pictures of me slurping down Skyline Chili there in Cincinnati.
Now, see, how do you do if see three in a short amount of time like that? I like the oyster crackers, but I think the oyster crackers would kind of inhibit the.
Well,
the
I didn't. No, you don't enjoy that. But I will say this: one of the things I got it inverted. So you got to get the, because that melts the cheese. You get the, you know what inverted
I get
is,
that.
Right?
No, yeah. I do. Well, see, that's the thing. If I take it home, I will take the noodles and everything out. I'll put cheese under. I layer it. Yeah. I got to have a system. I guess you have to have a system if you're eating tons of it.
Well, yeah. And so I have it inverted. So that melts the cheese. And then I don't put anything. I don't have the oyster crackers because that just gets in the way. And I don't put hot sauce on because that's, you know, that's a contest that burns you twice. And I don't want to have any problems going on in the thick of things.
You know, we were that close to getting an endorsement deal until you start talking about In-N-Out. I don't even mean the In-N-Out burger. That's a West Coast thing, and man, I could use some of that right now.
Some In-N-Out burgers right now. But the problem is it's not fun. I mean, it's not fun. I love to sit there and enjoy my food, and that's the thing. It's you don't enjoy the food. Like, I've done the 72-ounce steak down in Amarillo. There's a steakhouse called the Big Texan somewhere in Amarillo, and, I mean, literally, if you drive through the panhandle of Texas, all you see is signs for the Big Texan, 72-ounce steak, and like vasectomy reversals. Those are the only billboards that you see driving through the panhandle of Texas. And then you can stop at this. It's right off the freeway. It's right off of 40. And I went there and I ate the 72-ounce steak, but it's not just the steak. You got to eat the 72-ounce steak. You got to eat the dinner roll. You got to eat the salad. You got to eat the shrimp cocktail. And you got to do it right. And I ate it. You can actually go online and find my name in there.
What do you get? I mean, besides
it's free,
just
it's free.
So you get it free.
What they do is you pay for it, and then they reimburse you at the end if you don't finish it. They're just like, well, it's okay, just,
that's thanks for coming.
That's $70 or whatever it was.
That's exactly. Now, was it a good steak? Because I mean, it's a decent sized piece of meat. That's a lot of dead cow flesh.
The problem is it's sirloin, so it's very low fat. And I mean, it's good. You got to get it. You got to get
it. Flavor's not the same. Well, I mean, you'd want to do that with like a ribeye, but that might.
Yeah, ribeye you can go down easier, but sirloin. So what I ended up doing, I ended up just chewing it down, and you got to pace all the other stuff because the dinner roll and the salad. I mean, a salad doesn't go down easy. You have an hour to do it, and I mean, I did it, and it was good. But yeah, boy, I needed to go back to the hotel and take a nap.
So they do both at the same time because you got an hour to eat that big steak, and you got the salad and the whole deal. Technically, they could reverse. That you know the procedure.
They literally have a bucket sitting. They give you a bucket, and there's a giant bucket sitting next to you, like a paint bucket.
Well, I didn't mean like putting it out. I'm talking. You were saying that they had the reversal billboards as well as for the steak consumption.
I did not get a vasectomy reversal.
That's what I'm saying. So you could, but at the
same time, I don't need to be any more potent.
I already
have three kids, man. I can't be. I don't shoot blanks.
Have you
I
done
shoot
the snip?
Like.
Do you want more chubbies?
No, but I have chubbies all the time. But you know, hey.
It's just in all of this because I was wondering about some poor guy who ends up eating some tacos in mass quantities in a competition, and then the poor bastard ends up dead.
I'm guessing they didn't have an EMT there. I'm guessing they didn't take proper precaution. He probably had some sort of choking instance or some sort of breathing instance because you generally don't have a heart attack when it happens.
It's life.
That's when you go home and go to bed and you don't wake up the next day.
That, yeah. Oh, he went into sleep. And then maybe that's another show, which is the ways you'd want to go given a choice.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you've ever seen Monty Python, The Meaning of Life, that's getting closer to my desires.
Well, there you go.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.